legislature has been debating the issue of dog breeds and dangerous dog breeds this year. The House passed a measure that would stop local governments from setting policies targeting specific breeds. And what it means is that then a city, a municipality would not be able to ban a particular kind of dog. And we've seen this before when these kinds of unfortunate circumstances come up, when somebody gets attacked by a dog and it's one of the more dangerous breeds, pit bulls primarily. There's always a conversation about whether pit bulls should be banned. And this is something that has come up across the country and locally as well. And we've had some nasty attacks here in Sioux Falls. And the issue has come up. Some who think that the response here should be an issue of banning these more dangerous dog breeds. And I don't know if there's any issue in which this would be one of the issues in which there's a surprising amount of division and people are pretty passionate about it. You get those who are pretty passionate that some of these dog breeds are just dangerous. And others who are just as passionate saying it's not the dog, but it's the owner that's the problem. That if people handle their animals correctly, if they train their animals correctly, you won't get that kind of behavior from dogs. And it's totally an issue of the owner. And so our state legislature is looking at the issue because actually it occurred down in at Sioux City. Where there was a ban in Sioux City that went into effect. And those who are knowledgeable about dogs, at least that I would consider to be knowledgeable, the people that I know that are very knowledgeable about dogs, they're all adamantly opposed to these kinds of bans of breeds. That it's purely an issue of training and ownership and that you get slob dog owners who don't take care of their animals, don't train their animals, don't let them run loose, do things they shouldn't. And that's the reason that you have these kinds of attacks. So I want to get your thoughts on this in particular, both in terms of the state law. Would you favor the state law that would stop local governments from making that decision as to whether they ban dangerous breeds or not? And on the bigger question, is it an issue of the dog or the owner? How do you see it? 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Do you think these dangerous breeds of dogs should be banned or not? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. And then again, on the legislative issue, it's a question of I think what you have here is the state saying, at least lawmakers here saying that we're going to stop, we want to make sure that these breeds are protected, therefore we're going to stop local governments from passing their own bans. And this might be one of these times where, because I've been banging on them pretty hard about local control. And not necessarily because I agree with lawmakers here, but I do understand at least the mentality of where they're coming from is that they want to make sure that these breeds are protected for everyone. And that's why you have the legislature moving to stop local communities from banning the breeds. At least there I see the reasoning behind why they want to take action. Agree or disagree, on the issue of local control, you're certainly free to do so. But what's your take on it? Do you think these dangerous dog breeds should be able to be banned? Give us a call. We want to hear from you. 336-1320 is our phone number. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. I tend to believe it is the owner and it's not the breed of dog. I mean, you look at these breeds of dogs, and how is it that these dogs in the hands of some people are loving, very obedient, don't pose a danger to others, they're just really you know, lovable kinds of animals, and yet you put a dog in the hands of someone else who doesn't know what they're, you know, to me it's like a gun. The gun in a gun in the hands of somebody who knows what they're doing doesn't pose any danger. You put a gun in the hands of somebody who doesn't have a clue, never handled a gun, doesn't, you know, leaves the thing loaded, points it at people, doesn't turn off, you know, doesn't turn on the safety, well, then you've got a tragedy on your hands. So I guess I kind of view the dogs very much like a gun. It's the person who's handling the dog here that, and oftentimes when you hear these attacks, you know, what do you hear? Well, the owner's been cited before because the dogs have run loose, or, you know, there have been problems in the past, and it's an issue of the owner, not the dog. 336-1320 is our phone number. Good morning, Tom. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg. I think you're exactly right, because anybody who might want to own a particular breed of dog, come to find out they've been banned, then you just took their choice away, and they may be, you know, perfectly well-intentioned, good people with animals, you know, not only that, but...
Because there are some, it's a great point, Tom, because there are some real, there are people out there who really know what they're doing. They know how to handle a dog. They know how to train a dog. You know, maybe they breed dogs or so on, or maybe they just work with them and train dogs for other people. Why should they be denied? Because you got some who can't handle the responsibility of it.
Right, and let's also not forget that dogs are dogs no matter their size, and every dog at one point or another will try to defend his owner if he thinks that he's being threatened. That's one thing. And then another thing is when it comes down to the police department, doesn't it really kind of boil down? Now, you know, police departments know their neighborhoods and the people around, and they get to know people and stuff like that too. And if you just put an outright ban on dogs, well, why don't we just ban robbery then? We don't need the cops for that either. It doesn't make sense.
All right, Tom, thanks for weighing in. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. Join us this morning. We're talking a little bit about dog breeds this morning, and we want to hear from you. Do you think some of these dangerous breeds of dogs should be banned? 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. The reason we are bringing it up is this has been a topic of conversation out in the legislature, and lawmakers want to prevent local governments from banning breeds of dogs. And this is, I would have to say, this is one of those issues when I've talked about it in the past, I've been amazed at what a polarizing issue this is. And that, you know, when we take calls, there will be just as many usually on both sides of this issue, and people that are just as passionate, those who think, yeah, get rid of these dangerous dog breeds. There's no reason in the world, people have told me. No reason in the world anybody needs one of these kinds of dogs. And others who feel like it's the owner, it's an issue of the owner. That if the owner handles the dog well and, you know, treats the dog the way he should, trains them the way they should, cares for the dog the way they should, that you won't have these problems. So is it an issue of the owner or the dog? How do you see it? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Grant. You're on Kello.
Yes. Yeah, I live around those kind of dogs. They're all around my house. And I disagree with your outlook totally. And your comparison, you've lost your marbles on that, comparing dogs to guns. Guns have no mind. Guns won't jump up and attack you. And I guarantee you there's several dogs around my house. If you're walking by and that dog gets out of their yard, you're getting attacked. No question.
Yeah, but again, is it an issue of the dog or the owner? Because what I would say to you, Grant, is if that dog had been properly trained, if that dog had been handled the way it should, it wouldn't be behaving that way.
It hasn't been, and it won't be trained because they don't care that much, and they aren't protecting their owner. That if they get out, they're just crazy, and they'll wag their tails while they're biting you. like I say, I just can't agree with you at all.
No, that's all right. I can't agree with you either because you're missing the larger point, Grant. And that is, yeah, the dog is what it is. But what you're failing to, the issue then is how do you address it? Do you go after the owner? Do you go after the slob owners? Or do you go after every owner and say, we're not going to allow those kinds of dogs? You're saying everybody should be denied the opportunity to have that kind of a dog. And what I'm trying to suggest to you is, and hence the gun analogy, is in the hands of responsible people, those dogs don't pose any danger. Talking dangerous dog breeds today. The legislature wants to protect dangerous breeds of dogs from being banned. The House voted 41 to 28 to stop local governments from banning dog breeds. We're asking whether you think dog breeds, certain breeds of dogs, should be banned. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Chris. You're on Kello.
Morning. I've had dogs all my life, raised them from puppies. And from what I've learned over the years, I'm in my mid-40s, excuse me, you get out of an animal what you put into an animal. If you put the time and the effort and the energy into that dog or into a horse and horses, you get that reciprocated back in the animal to you. And do I believe certain breeds need to be banned? No. The biggest thing you could do probably or to prove this point would be go to the Spencer Dog Park.
And it's totally a matter of training, you think?
Not only that, but it's what you project onto the animal as an owner. Okay, if you're nervous and you're unsure around your animal, they pick up on that. And not only that, but dogs are a pack-orientated animal. Okay, they're just like, they're as close as you can get to a wild wolf, okay? And they're a pack. The pack has an order. They have an alpha male and an alpha female, and it goes down the order from there. In your pack, this is what this dog is thinking. The dog is thinking, okay, I'm in a pack. If the owner isn't the alpha male or alpha female of that dog, then that dog owns that owner. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. And I've known people where that was the case.
And you're done. And it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, if you try to start from scratch, then maybe you can get the dog's thinking back to where, okay, I have to be submissive to this person,
right,
to my alpha male or female.
Which I think is possible, but it takes serious work and knowledge to be able to do that.
Yeah. So, you know, as far as banning certain breeds, no. And if you want to see something that's kind of, you know, that would prove the point in a heartbeat, just go down to the Spencer Dog Park when it's spring out someday.
Hang in there. We're getting closer.
And just look at the owners and the dogs and the way they interact and the way certain dogs, you know, because when you get there, those dogs get to be pack-orientated in at the Spencer Dog Park, be it 3 dogs, 5 dogs, 50 dogs. They get that orientation, and then everything goes from there.
Yeah, great point. Chris, thanks so much for the call. 336-1320 is our number. Good morning, Don. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Doctor.
Hey, pal.
Those were some good points.
You can tell dog owners when they address the issue, you know what I mean?
Well, here's the way I had a Doberman back in the day when the Doberman was the feared dog of the day. And, you know, I relate it to now raising my children, because you have to show the dog that you, first of all, are the master, like he was talking about. You have to be the alpha. You have
right.
to be in charge. But it's relentless. It's day after day, and for the first period of time until you get that thing trained to what you want from it, and then you maintain the training. And it's difficult, and people that don't recognize that, and what I've seen with a lot of the Rottweilers and stuff is some of these people get them because they like the mean factor, and they don't train them. They just like that it's this great, big, mean-looking dog, and they speak to the dog, and the dog just looks at them like, what?
You know, you're absolutely right.
But my point is if you have a parent or set of parents that don't train their children, and time goes along and the child gets taken away from the parents because they haven't trained the child, do they ban children?
It's exactly the same. It really is.
They're very, very similar. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. It's the bill that would keep local governments from banning certain breeds of dogs, which comes up time and again whenever it seems like whenever there's a dog attack involving a particular breed of dogs. Rottweilers are one, pit bulls. When you have attacks that come up involving those breeds of dogs, inevitably there's somebody who talks about banning that kind of dog. And so the legislature is taking action here that would stop local governments from banning or having any policies that target specific dog breeds. And how do you feel about it? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. People are saying that choosing a breed of dog is their personal right. They ought to be able to determine whether or not they can have a particular dog. And should the owner be held responsible for the behavior of the dog, rather than just simply a judgment on the breed of dog? Tell us how you see it. We'd love to hear from you. 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. This came up in Sioux Falls and we talked about it because there was a fairly vicious attack of a man here in Sioux Falls, and as part of the debate, questions come up as to whether that breed is the issue and whether it ought to be banned. We wanted to get your thoughts on it this morning. Good morning, Ed. You're on Kello.
Good morning. My point, no one has brought up that if you do have a pit bull or a Doberman or a golden retriever and they bite, it's a serious bite. If you got little Pekingese that bite you, break the skin, and you shake it off like a mosquito, and you bandage it up and go home. When they do bite, even if it's rare or it's going to do you dirt, it's going to do you damage. And no one has brought this up. A little dog bites you, big deal. But those big ones, they can break bones.
There's no question about that, and they won't let go. I mean, when a dog attacks, there's no doubt about that, Ed. It's nasty business.
Yeah, but here's the thing. These people say, I've had a pit bull or whatever, and it's the sweetest, nicest dog I've ever, it wouldn't bite anybody. Well, all it takes is that once. I have a little dachshund, and, they think they're a pit bull. And he tends to go after people, and we have to keep a close, eye on him and on a leash. But if he bit you, he's got a pretty strong jaw, but it's not like a pit bull.
No, I understand. I think the reason we're not talking about it is because that's a given. The question is, what do you do about that? Who do you hold responsible? Do you ban the breed, or do you go after owners and require that owners be responsible if they're going to have those kinds of dogs?
Well, I think that's it exactly. If you choose to have that dog, and I don't necessarily believe in banning a breed, the owners better be able to have the insurance that's necessary and whatever if, in fact, they do nail you. A lot of owners, I'm sure, don't. I mean, if you own a home, it's part of your homeowner's insurance. But if you're a renter, what are your odds of having that? So I'm thinking of the liability that's out there. And if the owner isn't responsible, you could sue him if the dog bites you and does a lot of damage.
Well, you betcha, baby.
You can't get blood from a turnip.
No, understood. The But I like your point about going after the owner, looking for responsibility from the owner rather than banning the breed of dog. Let's get to Forrest here. Good morning, Forrest. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg. I think I'm echoing a lot of what the last caller just said, but I disagree with the logic that says it's all how you raise it, because people neglect Labradors, people neglect their Border Collies and what have you, and their hound dogs. And you don't hear about them attacking and hurting people. There is something to that, that it's certain breeds that have a higher propensity for attacking. So
it certainly seems like that's the case. I'll tell you candidly, it's one of the reasons that I like owning mutts.
Because
I found that mutts are a better balanced and you know, I've had purebreds, I've had Cocker Spaniels that have been purebreds, they get nasty.
Well, there is a science to breeding certain traits in the dogs. I watched a documentary on this, but there is a science, like over 25 years, you can breed whatever traits you want to in a dog.
Sure.
It's very fascinating.
So what do we stop that from occurring, or do we go after owners and make sure that owners who have those kinds of animals know what they're doing?
I do not believe in banning a certain breed. It's not like it's an exotic animal. It's not like you got an African lion in your living room there. You know, it's a dog. But, yeah, I think some harsh penalties for not controlling them properly is certainly an
Hard to argue with that. Thanks so much, Forrest.